Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. On the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Favorites and classics.
This truck needs a half tank. These wheels need a two lane. This radio needs three songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip off. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty. Under that pale moon. Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you. Oh. Long weeks need a weekend. Cheap drinks need a slinging. That dance floor needs some me on you. And you on me tonight. Sing-alongs need to be sung. Tip bells need to be rung. Last calls need to call that cabin. Back seats need, I want you so bad. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty-gritty. Under that pale moon. Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. shutting, lights need cutting, lips need locking, boots need knocking, and birds need bees, and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark means nitty gritty. Under that pale moon, a sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing, hearts need falling, boots need knocking, knocking boots, knocking boots. Me and you.
Luke Bryan at 105.5 WIRI, just after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. You're listening to The Second Cup with your host, Seth. Thanks for tuning in and joining me this morning, everyone, on your home for country favorites and classics. A lot more great music to get to this morning for the next couple of hours. While I'm still here, talk about more events that are happening throughout central Wisconsin leading up to this weekend as well. Morgan Wallen on the way. Right now, here's Keith Urban, Days Go By, 105.5.
Interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up.
Days go by. radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. Trying to take your place, but I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste, but I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. Got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue.
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request.
Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember I like blondes. I'll be the life of the party even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the
but I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Drop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Oh, drop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
Joe Diffie. 1055 WIRI. Got a question for you all out there in Radio Land. Do you like pancake breakfast? Well, if you're anything like me, and I know I am, I love pancake breakfast. And we have one for you coming up on Saturday. Not only is it delicious, it is also helping our good friends over at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534. They're hosting this pancake breakfast at Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Rapids. The address for that is 1517 24th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Only $10 per person, $7 for 13 and under. The menu includes buttermilk pancakes, sausage links, juice, milk, and coffee. It is open to the public, and it's going from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. Fantastic. I'll beat you to it, everyone. I'm going to go get some fantastic pancakes and support the VFW at the same time. Awesome. Win-win situation. Coming up, we have some Easton Corbin and Florida Georgia Line on 105.5.
Hi, this is Dottie B, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
Does the sound of a motor excite your inner child? Step back in time and drink up the sleek design of muscle cars and classic hot rods at the Rapids Rumble Car Cruise on August 2nd. Started in 1977 by the Corvettes of the North, cars will leave MSTC on 32nd Street North, and the cruise will end at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Join 105.5 FM WIRI live on location, streaming classic country hits all day for the event. Drive on out to Rapids Rumble Car Cruise August 2nd, and let's get revved up for classic cars.
Experience the awe and beauty of the world-renowned Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave in the heart of Rudolph, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on St. Philip's 104th Church Picnic on Sunday, August 3rd. The festivities kick off with Mass at 10 a.m., dance to the infectious rhythms of Polka Pack from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., then the incredible Elvis tribute artist Dakota Pongratz. This event promises fun for the entire family. Kids games, enticing raffle baskets, and delicious food. Mark your calendars and join them on August 3rd in Rudolph, Wisconsin for the 104th annual Church Picnic.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
I sell my soul just to see your face. And I break my bones just to heal your pain. In these times I need a saving grace. But time is running out and I'm starting to lose my faith. But if I told you I love you, would it make you wanna stay? I'm sorry.
would make you want to stay. It's gotta be.
Plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. This is Powering Brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Steph and some of the cast members about the Brothers Grimm, the next Ho-Po production, kind of wrapping up the kids' summer season.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be premiering August 2nd at 7 o'clock over at the WRCT Auditorium. Be sure to check that out. They'll have a matinee on August 3rd at 2 o'clock. Get to that if you can, everybody.
Yep.
Going to be a really fun show. Encourage you to check out the interview at WFHR.com. You can go ahead and check that out along with all of our podcasts. Mm-hmm. Are all over there. A really fun show. And they're just so excited about this one. As great as the kids were in the interview, if you could have heard them afterwards and how just just how much fun they're having together and everything.
You know, it's so cool. When we did West Side Story, you know, there was a couple kids there that had not been in theater before. This was their first production. And one of them came here yesterday, TJ, because he was one of those kids that was never in it. And now look at that. He's right up. Next show, he's right in there.
That's cool.
I mean, I love seeing that. It's so much. It's so cool. It's so much fun.
Yeah, you can't
caught the bug.
He did.
Can't get enough of it. And we encourage you to take in this show, support these kids, support the arts, and have some fun while you're at it. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. And while you're over there, why not fill out an audition sheet on Golden Pond? It is the fall production from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We're very excited about this one. Auditions are coming up next week,
Monday, Tuesday. Do it now.
It's okay, you got this.
Fill out your application now.
August 4th and 5th will be the auditions.
Bring it back, James.
I'm going to get all my get it out of my system. System.
By that
don't
time,
worry, he won't do that during rehearsals.
No. He'll be cool, calm, and collected. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're so excited for this one. A big thank you to everybody who has already sent in their audition sheets.
Yeah.
This is not mandatory. You don't have to do that, but it is kind of fun to get it out of the way sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you can just come down, have some fun.
You'll have all the information there for you. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about filling it out when you get there.
Come one, come all, no matter your age, creed, race, whatever, anything. It's me casting, so you know it's going to be interesting. And we're going to have some fun with an American classic on Golden Pond, along with, of course, A Christmas Story and Four Old Broads and Father of the Bride. I'm never going to be able to say that, especially Linda's directing that one. I'm not going to be able to say it serious. A great main stage season at WRCT. Get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. And when we're talking local theater, we also want to talk about our friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater.
Yeah.
I want to say a gigantic credit to the heads, if you will, and the teams over at both of these groups. Now, of course, we are a part of both of these theaters ourselves because we work with and talk to people, have friends in these groups.
Yeah.
And that's been the case really since both of these companies have existed. But people at the top haven't always communicated, haven't always got along and worked together. And we're seeing more and more of that with the current people in positions that can do this now. A credit to them. A rising tide raises all boats. We've seen this through our nonprofits, where when we work together, we are stronger as a community and stronger, put out stronger work. This is how local theater survives. It does it together. And it does it with your support, everybody.
Yes.
Encourage you to check out that interview that we had with Susan and Joe. It was really great.
Yeah, it was great to hear the process. Of course, Shakespeare. Love talking about Shakespeare, one of my favorite things too. So it was great to hear, especially what I really appreciate about Joe was the setting, you know, and how he came up with the idea that it's set in America in the 1880s. Appalachia where it takes place. He said it was kind of, you know, a Hatfield McCoy kind of feel is what he was going for.
For Romeo and Juliet.
For Romeo and Juliet.
People that don't know what they're talking about.
Which totally makes sense. And the idea of doing, that's one of the great things about Shakespeare is that you can transplant it to any time, and it still works and it still is relevant, so it's really cool.
Well, and Susan Edgren isn't directing at this time, she's in it, which is also fun because she directs a lot of Shakespeare theaters
in the past.
It is a part of the Shakes, this big event. Well, along with the premiere episode happening, they're going to be debuting on July 31st at 6 o'clock over at the Schmeekly Amphitheater. They will also, on the next day, August 1st, they're going to have an opening banquet before to celebrate their 50 52nd season.
Yes, which is very cool.
Get there by 5 and get yourself some nice dinner and go in and have a real experience. You know, not just taking in a show or being in and out, but you're going to have a real experience with that.
And the other cool thing, they theme it to where it is.
Ooh.
So the food you're going to get is going to be kind of, you know, pork and beans kind of stuff. It's great.
Tex-Mex.
The thought that they put into this is so good. Yeah.
And I do think you need to buy your ticket in advance for the dinner theater.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
So they know how much to make. But
yeah, they do have some available still. So
get your tickets now over at CWACT.org. That's CWACT.org. And a big congratulations to everybody a part of these productions. Enjoy yourselves. Have fun. Mm-hmm. Make sure to attend, everybody. Make sure to get on over to WFHR.com and sign up for that newsletter. Mm-hmm. We got a new edition premiering tomorrow for you, Melissa.
So they were here to remind you.
I didn't have a Monday this week, so
she's a little off.
I'm always off, but it's just extra special this week.
We want you to get on over there and not only sign up for the newsletter, everybody, but bookmark the page because it's a great resource not only to stream us usually from there, but
it's been fixed.
It has been fixed.
It's been fixed, and they're on the correct stations now.
Excellent.
Shout out to our engineering team and everybody working really hard on that. We
appreciate
you.
Thank you, Chuck, Sage, and Laura.
Yeah, appreciate all of you guys. Thank you so much. Keep in mind, if you go over to WFHR.com, and that's just WFHR.com, to the side, down over on the right, is our featured shows where you can catch podcasts of The Morning Show, Playmakers, Community Stories, Rapids Report. Of course, all of those shows right there for you, and we encourage you to spread the word about those shows and get them around, everybody. We appreciate you doing so.
Yeah, more clicks, the better.
That's right.
And again, WFHR.com, go over there, sign up for that newsletter.
It's
free. Be sure to do that. I wanted to touch on just a little bit of some of the cool events that we are going to be at over the next month. August is going to be very busy for us. We have a number of different things we've already done the past week or so. And next month, we are going to be at the Rapids Rumble Car Show.
We're That's gonna be, this Saturday.
Yes, it this is. Saturday. I'm sorry. This Saturday. I keep doing
it. It is August.
Yeah. Yeah. I love what I do. That I don't know. I hate when I do that. I mean, the Rapids Rumble Car Show coming up. We're looking forward to that. We'll get into more details about it very soon, but that is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And Laura and I are going to be at the National Night Out over at Winterfield.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. We'll have a little booth over there for that. And by that, I mean Laura will be there. I will be there for like 5 minutes. She's going to be really putting in the work over there, but we appreciate being a part of that.
Mm-hmm. And any of the rest of our team that can stop down, we'll try to be there as well. I think Pam's going to come down after she closes the office, and so we'll see you there.
That's coming up August 6th. August 16th, I will be at the YMCA Bridge to Bridge Run Walk.
I think we have a couple people participating from here as well that will be in the walk as well, so
it's gonna be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I love being able to be a part of those kind of things, and it's a real humbling thing to be able to be a part of. And then August 20th, mark it on your calendar right now, everybody, we are going to be having a station open house. It's our parking lot party.
We did it last year for the first time, and it was such a great success. We're like, we're going to do it again, but it's going to be bigger
and better.
This time, it is going to be bigger.
I made a spreadsheet.
She did.
I did.
Just this morning, she created the job.
Well, I did it yesterday, but I sent it to everybody this morning after Laura looked it over and checked and made sure I had everything right. And then, it went out to all of you. So you have your assignments, boys and girls.
Sounds good to me.
We are so excited
about
this.
I like assignments. They're better.
Along with this great event, we're going to be not only broadcasting live on both of our stations back-to-back in remote.
Almost.
End
to end for our event.
Yeah.
We're also going to be inviting the kids down so that they can do some recording and hear themselves kind of recording through the headphones and some of that.
And we might even play it, some of them, during our live remote at the end on WIRI.
We'll see what we can do,
But the staff cook-off is to me, I'm sorry, that's what I'm real excited about. I'm very excited about this.
So, if you come up with your recipe yet, James?
Yeah. Yeah. I want it to be a surprise. Yeah. It's in the car. It's in the car. I can go get it right now. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I don't know.
There is a deadline for that on the spreadsheet. I'll have you know.
Oh,
make sure you check.
Okay. It's the desserts. Yeah, it's going to be the dessert off. Exciting. Yeah.
Staff cook off, and then the listeners also get to vote. We're hoping to have some guest judges, but we want the listener award too, which we got to come up with a name. What is the name for that? Crowd favorite?
Listener award.
Favorite?
Fan favorite. I think fan favorite. I think it's worked. Crowd favorite. I think that works too.
Okay.
That,
yeah,
everyone, that's good.
Because you get to come here and try the different recipes that the staff is cooking and vote for your favorite with a bean.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like
a new bean voting. Yes.
Bean voting.
The new way. It's the wave of the future, bean voting.
Our station party is also going to be featuring some of our favorite nonprofits and good friends of ours from here at the stations. Yeah. They'll have booths and stuff. And
we already had a lot of confirmations, too, which is really cool.
Yes.
We're going to have food trucks down here as well. We're going to feed you. A lot of all kinds of great things. We'll talk more and more about this as we get closer to it. But make sure to bookmark August 20th, Wednesday, August 20th. We will meet you here at the studios. We're looking forward to this.
Six. And since it's the day after my birthday, I'm not saying you need to bring presents for me. But it was
maybe a pie to the face.
What? Oh, is that a cut? No, we should do that.
Well, I was going to say, I do like pie. Do I like pie that much? I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that.
It's a pie throwing contest.
Oh, no.
First time in human history, a pie hits the guy's face, slides down, nothing there. He ate it all. He ate it all before the thing even slid away. We will be back after our news and sports break on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Portage County DA has issued charges in the July 6th double homicide in the town of New Hope. John L. Schulfer has been charged with 7 total felony charges, including 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide as a repeater and 2 counts of causing mental harm to a child repeater, among other charges. Schulfer will have his first Portage County court appearance on August 1st at 1:15 p.m., He's being held in the Wapaka jail on a $2 million cash bond. Wisconsin has its first confirmed case of West Nile virus this year. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Department of Health Services disease epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne says most people who get infected may not even be aware, but symptoms include fever, chills, headache, muscle aches, rash, and fatigue. The confirmed case was in Barron County, a man in his 60s. Mosquitoes collected in Milwaukee and Lafayette counties have tested positive for the virus. To avoid mosquito bites, apply insect repellent, wear long sleeves, and remove any standing water from your property.
Since the arrest in April, attorneys for Jenny Wickey have been requesting a reduction in her $2 million bond amount. Wickey was arrested on 14 felony charges, including fraud and theft. Wickey owns 2 restaurants in Nacusa, West River Cafe, and Little Mexico. The first request for bond reduction in late May was denied. A month later, on June 24th, Wickey's bond was reduced to $1 million. Now, late last week, Wickey's cash bond has been adjusted down to $200,000. Despite the court denying the bond modification, they still lowered the cash required to secure her release from jail. If she's able to make bond, Wickey is not allowed to leave the state of Wisconsin, sell any major items without permission of the court, or open or reopen any business without the approval of the Department of Revenue. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
The Brewers go for the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs today in Milwaukee, where the Brewers beat them again last night, 9-3. Bottom of the sixth, one out. Andrew Vaughn picked up in that trade with the White Sox at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
First pitch, breaking ball.
Vaughn, with a career-high 6 runs batted in, says he's just feeding off the good vibe inside the Brewers clubhouse.
You know, special group here right now. We're playing really good baseball, and it's fun to be a part of, especially when the crowd's electric like that.
NFL, the Packers training camp continues in Green Bay. Another hot and humid session in pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd sidelined again, this time a groin injury suffered in Monday's practice. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6-plus years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
An air quality alert for areas of wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and chances for showers and thunderstorms. Comfortable, refreshing highs in the mid-70s. The chances for rain wind down tonight, giving way to a bright but hazy day tomorrow with highs comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio here over at 97.5 FM. Hope you're having a great one out there. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Interesting story right here. If using the do not disturb mode on your phone all day, that is something that Gen Zers have been doing more and more.
Hmm.
And this is becoming a bit of a trend, not just with them, but now older people are starting to notice it and everything. More and more young people are using their phones do not disturb mode, not just at night, but during the day also. Hmm. It's a way to set digital boundaries that goes beyond setting your phone to vibrate or silent. Videos on TikTok tagged DND and DND 24/7 are going viral, with Gen Z sharing how peaceful and productive they've felt since changing their notification settings.
Ooh, okay.
Experts say it can help with sleep, improve work performance, reduce anxiety, and make you feel less overwhelmed. And you don't have to come up with content. It's pretty simple to do. If you have an iPhone, go to Settings, Focus, Do Not Disturb. And for Android users, swipe down from the home screen to the Notification Center, then swipe to expand the panel and tap Do Not Disturb.
Right.
Or just wait for your phone to do it on accident. Like mine does all the time. At least my own phone seemed to do it all the time. What do you mean? I didn't get any text. I didn't get any message. Oh, I did. I had it. Oh, sorry.
Oh, geez.
I once went like a day with, I came back from California, and I had you're getting on a plane, you got to turn the,
right. Airplane mode.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to turn it back on. I didn't even think about it. In my defense, I didn't have a whole lot of people texting or calling me back then. So, I don't even know how much I missed.
I was going to say, it was all right. No major emergencies.
Do you notice that more and more when it comes to tech, that we are, it isn't an app that's saving us from these things or trying to figure these things out. It is not necessarily a self-help guru or something like that. We're trying to figure this out and share what we know and share what we're doing that works for us with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I again,
social experiment.
Yeah, I kind of appreciate that, but I also kind of think that's the only way this will work.
Mm.
It's a group of people. It's not a. When you think about the biggest changes, the big moments in our human history and things that happened, it for everyone that there was this bill that was passed, there was this law that was passed, there are so many other ones that, we just kind of started doing that. It wasn't, this person so-and-so, on this day we announced that this person created this or whatever. No, we just kind of started doing it. we kind of learned to do this and everything. No one person really knows this was the father of recycling right here. This was the mother of recycling. This was the person that got us going on this great path that we're on now where we all recycle. Nobody knows that. Nobody has that. Like, there's a lot of those examples. And I, for one, I want us to take a step back and appreciate that with our fellow human beings, and that we're doing this together, that plenty of people are working together on these things that have no political ties, that all of that. And we're able to make this work. We are not as divided as they make it seem. We are not as separate as we seem, and we are certainly more alike than we realize.
And we're all addicted to our phones.
Yep.
Good and bad things. What's it's there.
And
we I acknowledge it every now and then.
There's also a part of me, though, and this is I will admit the parent in me that is wanted to keep my kids for as long as I could and that kind of thing. That is a little sad to me about this, that they even have had to figure this out, that they've even had to go to this extreme to do these things. I don't know that part of that. It's a little bit of mixed bag for me about
yeah,
that.
Which makes sense. Yeah,
but this is an easy solution for people who have notifications turned on for things. Like, I actually, when I set up my phone, I turn all the notifications off.
Right.
Like, the only things I get notifications for are my text messages. And I mean, maybe there's a couple other things, but then when I put it on silent, that's basically, I mean, that is a do not disturb of sort.
Yeah.
If you're not looking at it.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, do not disturb also doesn't allow notifications to come through. Is that right?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's like, so like when you turn it back on to, you know, to check stuff, then it's like, then a whole bunch of stuff comes up kind of things. So.
Maybe if you're popular or you have lots of notifications.
Or it makes you really sad. Oh, no one wants to talk to me.
Loves me.
A lot of junk mail. That's what I get.
Yeah.
I
guess I'll go eat worms.
My brother, I love that. That's my dad's old line. When my brother worked for a cell company, he gave me this little hack about if you ever have trouble with your phone, oftentimes it's a good idea to, especially if you live or work in one, you live in one town, work in another or whatever, just starting and restarting your phone, it'll find the most recent, the closest tower that way. That'll help a little bit with that. Because he told me that, I've done this a lot where I've turned my phone off, turned it back on.
It's always good to reboot some every now and then.
And sometimes with doing that, older phones, I don't know about any of the newer ones, but it would start off on D&D.
Yeah, which is interesting. Yeah.
Sometimes. And I don't know. I'm interested to see where this goes and what other techniques, what other things we do to try to help ourselves.
Protect ourselves from technology.
Because anything is better than what I saw the other day about an app that helps you not be on apps.
Yeah, I remember that one.
The one that makes you go out and touch grass before you can play your game.
It just. We will see where that goes. We'll be following along to see. Everybody.
Of course, we will.
We're all one of the topics that we touch on quite a bit is AI, artificial intelligence. I think that we have done quite a good job as a team covering that subject and covering all the bases of it—the good, the bad, the gray, all that. With that being said, all of that we've done without losing our minds and panicking. Oh my God, AI is falling from the sky and it's going to take over. And it's Skynet and somebody get Arnold on the phone, wish him a happy birthday, and get him some sunglasses.
Yeah, right.
A group of tech nerds in Amsterdam came up with a new gadget called a dream recorder that turns your dreams into videos.
Ay, ay, ay.
Wow.
Doesn't actually scan your brain waves. You have to remember your dream, describe what it was, and then it turns your description into a video.
It's a dream journal.
Okay, should we try this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Definitely.
So I had a dream last night that I was in a theater production. And it involved dance of some sort. There were stairs, there were slopes, but all of the actors were in wheelbarrows. And there were, so I was in a wheelbarrow and we were in rehearsal and the person pushing my wheelbarrow, like we were right on the edge. Like I was pretty sure we were going over.
Yeah.
But it was right on the edge. And then, we got our choreography done. And then when we were finished and we were up backstage, I was like, okay, I promise I'm gonna lose some weight before we get to production. And the guy that was pushing my wheelchair slapped his very flat belly and said, well, we could all do that.
Okay, AI, take it. And go.
This sounds like a piece of performance art to me.
It does. It does sound a little bit like that.
I think you should write it down and actually try to put it on stage. It sounds interesting.
Wheelbarrows.
I love them in wheelbarrows. I love that as a new form of theater. Yes.
And that the theater, there was the stage, there was a definite edge and there were no railings.
Here at the World Wheelchair Theater, we have tried some more avant-garde ways of doing everything from Hamlet to Oklahoma, all in wheelchairs.
I love it. Love it.
That one dream, Melissa, is more interesting and creative than anything I've dreamed in the last 20 years. The last dream I had, I'm not joking, I'm not exaggerating. What I remember of the dream, I was making myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it was taking forever because the peanut butter was just, there was just a little bit left in the jar, and I'm trying to get it out of there, and I can't get it out. That's it. That's it. That's all I dreamed.
Sleep of the innocent, I guess.
And guess what? Just for an added treat, black and white. It's in black and white, which I'm told you're not even supposed to be able to do.
Oh, but no. There's a large percentage of people who dream in black and white. And then there is a large, you know, there's a definite split there of people that do and people that don't.
My life has been weird and odd. And I really think that by the time I get to dreaming, my dreams are just like, we're done, man. We are done creatively. You use our imagination so much. You're on your own, man. You're on your own.
Yeah, I was gonna say, here. Let's just do something simple here.
Like, my writers.
Silent movie, black and white.
My writers could not be phoning in my dreams more. They have no interest in giving me anything interesting.
That's a bummer because I dream in color, but I wish I like black. Black and white. I like black and white. I want it to be, but it's not. They're not. They're in color.
Come on, brain. Can't we have a black and white dream sometime?
Yeah, come on. Just give me one.
This device is slightly bigger than an alarm clock with a screen on the front that shows colorful low-def clips of your dream. All the examples that they shared look more like an acid trip, honestly, but of course. It is
colored
a little...
Colored low-def clips.
It stores a week's worth of dreams. They say it's meant to, quote, meant for, quote, reflecting on the meaning of your dreams as they echo in the waking life. The good news is it's somewhat affordable. The bad news is you can't buy one. You have to build it. They claim it's not not that hard and posted a shopping list with instructions.
There you go.
Whoa.
It's built on top of an AI video app called Luna, and they say that that total will cost you about $300, but it's
pretty expensive.
Yes. Yeah. Once you get done with that, it'll be about 15 cents a dream to make these things, create these things. So once you get done with the overall big spending, you know, then
how then much you is still your have to spend.
Right.
How much are your dreams worth?
And it's not as if you're really, I mean, now for every person that's going to use this and everything, there's other people who are going to use it and just what they've always wanted to imagine. Isn't this pretty much like video games in a lot of ways where you create a character and you go into an open world and do whatever you want?
Isn't there like an AI picture generator thing or film generators?
There's a lot of them,
I also could just buy a notebook to write my dreams down in journal. For, you know.
And
$2.
On top of all of this, you have, and this is science, this isn't my opinion, everybody, you have a night, in a typical night of REM sleep, you are going to have anywhere from 100 to 1,000 dreams, and you are going to remember bits and pieces of each and one, some of them, and the others you're not going to. Mm-hmm. The ones that you have right closer to in REM sleep are the ones you remember, the ones you don't are outside of that. But none of these, none of what you remember, the moment you wake up, 5 seconds later, is accurate. It's not, you may be remembering dreams from years ago because we don't know because there is no science to this yet. We are still trying to figure this stuff out.
It's all connected to memory and memory works the same way.
I would love if this was cool and true and all that. I think it'd be a pretty cool day and age and everything, but it's, I mean, not happening.
Until our brains are hardwired, which let's pray that never happens.
And I'm not just saying this because Matrix, I have maybe. Boring dreams.
or it could be
spice them up a little bit
because
Come
James
on.
Has boring dreams.
Yeah, I do like the idea of the Matrix through my brain, though. It's just so wow. This is really bland. This is very. I didn't even know you could make that shade white. I did. Wow, it's blank in here. We will take a commercial break. Come back and have some more fun on the morning show.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
An air quality alert for areas of wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and chances for showers and thunderstorms. Comfortable, refreshing highs in the mid-70s. The chances for rain wind down tonight, giving way to a bright but hazy day tomorrow with highs comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We got some local things going on in town we want to get to going on today and throughout the rest of the week and into the weekend. But before we get right into it, I do want to remind everybody that free meals will be made available to all children 18 years of age and under at a couple of key locations over at Lincoln High School at 1801 16th Street South. You can head on over there until August 15th. Breakfast is served 7:30 to 8:30, lunch 11 to 12:30. Mm-hmm. At Mead near the Splash Pad over on 14th Ave, they're doing this until August 15th. From 11 to 12:30, breakfast for the next day will also be provided.
Cool.
And at Winter Park over at Chestnut, you can do this until August 15th, 11 to 12:30. Breakfast for the next day will also be provided with that. Nice. Meals are provided to all children. And if you have any questions, please give them a call or reach out to them through email, schoolnutrition@wrps.net, schoolnutrition@wrps.net. Big thank you to everybody that's a part of this that makes this happen. Mm-hmm. And to all of you for spreading the word about this one. I had somebody tell me that they had a listener tell them about this.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you for
absolutely.
Doing that.
Yes.
Thank you. We want to make sure our kids are fed.
Absolutely.
And we are getting down to the final, last 48 hours, I would say, maybe even 24, to sign up for Stuff the Bus.
Yes.
Hey. Make sure your kiddo is registered, and they got those. They're going to be ready to get those, receive those school supplies. Mm-hmm. Sign up, get yourself a good time, and keep it up. Keep getting spreading the word about this one too, and mm-hmm. make sure that we have everybody registered.
Yes.
And that way Terry won't be mad at me. I'm telling you, if you guys don't do it, she's going to get mad at me. Please. UWSWAC.org is where you can go to sign up for it, and of course we encourage you to, if you can, pick up some supplies to get to these kids. Mm-hmm. We're looking of her backpacks, notebooks, folders, both of those plain colored, markers, glue sticks, scissors, colored pencils. Monetary donations as well are also greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. We are a drop-off point for that. We have a box here in the office, and you can just bring them right on down. We're here at the roundabout.
Come by, say hi to Pam, drop something off in the box. We appreciate you. There are a few opportunities to impact the future like this does. Mm-hmm. And so as simply as this is, mm-hmm. pick up some supplies and drop them off, everybody. And again, you can go to UWSWAC.org to find out more information.
Yes, indeed.
I almost forgot. It's Wednesday, isn't it, everybody?
Yeah.
Wednesday means...
Bingo.
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 Ognib. Ognib, that's bingo backwards.
It is, but that's not how you win the game. Wow, James, that was impressive.
I was trying really hard.
As he passes out.
I broke my voice.
The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge has bingo at 430 West Jackson Street tonight. It starts at 6:30, but the doors do open at 5. So make sure you stop on down, get there early, grab your table, get ready. Bingo fun. Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge.
All right.
And on over there for that, everybody check it out. And got another great event going on that we wanted to touch on.
The Buckley Baldwin VFW Post has a pancake breakfast this Saturday, August 2nd, from 7 to 10. It is open to the public. It's at Emmanuel Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall, not at the VFW. So it's Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Fellowship Hall, 1517 24th Street South. It's open to the public, $10 for adults, $7 for ages 13 and under. You get buttermilk pancakes, sausage links, juke, which is juice and milk together.
Yes, it is.
With
That's
coffee.
That's exactly what it is.
And it's from 7 to 10 this
Yuck.
Saturday.
We're going to try it, though. We're going to market it. She came up with too good of a name. We got to make that.
Come on,
now.
They make dirty sodas, which is just milk.
I love it. You got something there.
It's different.
You copyright that.
Have you ever had a creamsicle?
Yes, and I hate them. Anyway, that's why I'm like, yeah, yuck. Anyway.
We're making that, Melissa. That's what we'll serve at the party.
Oh boy.
Have fun with that.
And thank you again to our friend Tom giving us a heads up on that one and everything.
Exactly.
We appreciate it. Seth had something else I wanted to make sure we touched on.
Of course, the Rapids Rumble Car Cruise is happening on Saturday, everyone. But it's not just going to be the car cruise, which starts at 5 o'clock. Of course, there'll be stuff going on all day long, starting at 8 a.m. That's where the crew staging area is up at MSTC at Mid-State, everyone. And if you want, you can just participate, just drive in, but there's also going to be a judged show as well. You can participate in that. Trophies will be awarded for the best car, best truck, and best overall. There's going to be food available for purchase from four local nonprofits. We'll be serving burgers, brats, beef sandwiches, ice cream, soda, water, whatever you want is going to be there. The Grand Rapids Fire Department will be parking vehicles and selling tickets for a 50-50 raffle. And then the crews will leave MSTC at 5 p.m. and end at the Grand Rapids Lions Park. They will have a local DJ there, more food and drink as well, and no parking fee down at the Lions Club as well. It's going to be a full day of all kinds of great stuff. We will be there. We'll be playing some tunes for you, and we'll be having a live broadcast on WIRI from 1 to 3. So tune in for that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. We'll meet you there, everybody. And Seth, wanted to remind everybody about what you got going on in your neck of the woods with the Wisconsin Rapids and Moravian Church, a rummage sale and brat fry.
Yes.
The perfect Wisconsin day.
And also on Saturday from 9 to 2, we'll be serving brats and burgers in the parking lot. And then I think it's going to be outside in the front, of course, weather permitting.
Yeah.
Outside in the front of the church will be a rummage sale. It goes from 9 to 1 o'clock. So
nice.
Head on down. Of course, the farmer's market will be going on as well on Saturday morning. So head on over there. You can hit the rummage sale, then you can get a brat or a burger on your way home. What a morning or what a day for that, right?
You started at the Emmanuel Church with pancakes.
I mean, your day will be full of food.
And then you got to go to the Rumbles car show for dinner.
You're all
set. We got
set.
You covered.
Got it all set. And we got you set today. Be sure to join us for two new episodes of the Rapids Report at WFHR.com. We'll talk with Promise and the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and some of the events they have coming up. And we're going to be talking about Wisconsin Rapids PD's National Night Out that we're going to
have gonna be a part
some
of
fun
it.
Talking about that. And then Playmakers a little bit later today from 4 to 5. We Speak Sport over on 105.5 WIRI. Join us for that. Michael Comer and I are going to be hanging out, talking a little sports.
Very good.
And being your tailgate for Rafter Baseball that is happening right here at 97.5 FM. 5:50, our pregame will kick off as the Rafters take on Madtown. Matt Allard's hopefully getting a W and some bragging rights for us around here, Melissa.
Yes,
all
need
that
to.
Coming up for you. And
so I can rub it in a Parker.
Matt is, the Rafters are back at it. On Thursday, they will have a later start time, 6:20. They'll be hosting Lakeshore. And, of course, on Friday doing so as well. We'll be talking more about some of the things going on over there. Great show today, you two.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Tense hours for people in Hawaii and along the West Coast after a powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake far out in the Pacific Ocean triggered tsunami alerts. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Southern California.
There is a sense of relief. The evacuation orders, they have been lifted. The downgrading now of this warning to an advisory is also comforting news.
After a report showing economic growth in the second quarter, President Trump urged the Fed to cut interest rates. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Definitely a lot of pressure from the White House, but remember the Federal Reserve is supposed to remain independent. Right now the market is pricing in a 97% chance we are going to see no change in interest rates.
CBS New York meteorologist John Elliott tracking the heat wave.
You've got to factor in the humidity. In fact, you're going to see real field numbers in Nashville at 107. Another triple digit day. New York, Baltimore, Philly, down into D.C.
CBS News.